Welcome to chilloverradio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by promo.dj.com, exclusive-vodka.com, mix-sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asuka, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, VikingSunglasses.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com. We're now in session.
I am Louise O'Shills, and I am a phenomenal master intuitive life coach. And yes, sugar puddings, it is true, I coach the life coaches. But better yet, I help you take your life lessons and return back to the majesty of you. It's time that you really remember who you are. And guess what? I contend that you are a miracle. You're on this journey, huh? To rediscover you. I'm here just as a humble guide to return you back to you. So come on and join me in this adventure as we all come together to heal the world. Welcome everyone to the Ask Mama Louise radio talk show. I am so excited to see you all once again. We have a phenomenal show today with my special feature guest, Miss Shalina Diva. Welcome, Shalina. How are you, dear heart?
Thank you so much, Mama Louisa. I am great, and happy new year, and thank you so much for inviting me on your show.
Well, dear, I'm telling you, I'm so in awe by just the way that you give out and pour out to the world with all of your special gifts. I'm going to welcome all of our listening audience, and let's begin. I'm going to give you a brief overview of who Miss Shalina Diva really is. She is a bestseller author, an award-winning speaker, a business brand and implementation coach. She is a life coach. She's a graduate of Duke University who is on a mission to help women build sustainable online businesses. Shalina, how did this all begin for you? What poured into your spirit to make you say, this is what I want to do?
Wow. Thank you. That's such a loaded question. You know, I would definitely say that it was definitely God letting me know that the whole thing about being a diva, which stands for discover, invest, value, and appreciate your life and business, that all is based upon Proverbs 31, which is a woman should tap into her gifts, tap into her talents, and she should create a business around it. If you look at the woman in Proverbs 31, she is all of that and a bag of chips. So that was put in my spirit, I will say, about 2010. And that's why I started ShalinaDiva.com, which is my website, which was a blog. So I started out as a blogger because I would go on Facebook with my posts and said, you need to actually put this all together in a blog. I did not know what a blog was. So I just went ahead and did it, and ShalinaDiva.com. And from there, I didn't know it at the time, but I created a platform and women were sharing their businesses. Women were sharing their life stories. And then I started getting into life coaching and personal development. And then people looked at what I did over the years and they said, well, wow, you actually know business and you can, you know, can you teach us business strategies and principles using the internet? So I actually sat on those gifts and talents until about 2014. And one of my friends, she would always come to me and say, hey, can you teach me what you know how to do about business, how to build a platform, how to build coaching programs, how to do all of that. And I was afraid. I didn't think that I had what it took to put myself out there. I didn't think people would buy my products or my services. But sometimes life happens and life causes you to stop what you're doing and to really look at what is in your hands and what you can offer. And so it was just God telling me, like, you know how to use this internet thing. This is the new wave. Help other women who want to get out there and get out of your own way stop making it about your fear and help other women. And so many people may not know this about me, but in 2012, I decided to leave a toxic 6-year relationship. I was with my son's father and I was so unhappy. My hair was falling out. I was gaining all kinds of weight. My body was toxic. And so to heal myself, I started on this self-love journey, and I started nurturing my body back and my hair came back. And when I did that, I created videos on YouTube showing other women how to do that. And that started a whole new wave of things. And so once I started loving myself, I realized that relationship wasn't for me. And on June 18, 2012, I made the decision to leave. And for 2 years, I was homeless, living from pillar to post, separated from my son, nearly went blind. I had no money. I had nothing. And it came a time once I did get back on my feet and I did have a place to stay, my own place, it was like, if you don't make a move, you're going to be out on the streets again. You're not going to get custody of your son. Use what's in your hands. Use this internet thing. People are coming to you asking you to teach them, but you're afraid. Get out of your own way. And I'm like, okay, even though I was afraid, I'm like, if I don't make a move, I'm really going to like be homeless again. And I could not risk that. So I went to my friend. She said, do you believe in yourself now? I said, yeah, not really, but yeah, right? And so she said, write me up a proposal about how you can help me. And so I thought about what she needed. I thought about what I could do. I wrote her up a proposal and it was a contract for $3,000 and she took it. And I was like, whoa, are you serious? So she took it and I said, wait, I think there are other people out there who may need the same thing. But lo and behold, in less than a month, I generated $30,000 in sales for my business that I didn't even realize I had. And I did not have an office space. I did not, and my clients were from all over the country. I had no Philly clients. I didn't have an assistant working for me. You guys, all I had was my cell phone, my laptop from Walmart, and Wi-Fi. And sometimes, I'm going to be honest, I didn't have a cable or internet because I couldn't pay the bill. So I would go to McDonald's or I would go to Starbucks. But those were the three things I had in addition to my faith and in addition to my gifts and talents. And I went on to create a 6-figure online business using what I knew and literally what I had in free and low cost resources. So I tell people, if I could do it, you can do it too. But if you're willing to put in the work, believe in yourself, hone your gifts and skills and dig into these resources, you can do it.
You know, Shalene, there's something that you said that was powerful. Work with what you have.
Mm-hmm.
How can we help people see what they have? A lot of times people are seeing what the society says they should have in order to fit in the box. But how can you dig deep to see you?
Okay, that's a great question. I get asked that often. God has given everybody a talent, a skill. What my job is to show everyone that there are so many different skill sets out there that people are in need of, okay? But what society teaches you is that, oh, you must sing like Beyonce. I love Beyonce, but everyone's not a singer. Or they say, you must bounce a ball like LeBron, okay? Everyone can't be a LeBron, okay? People don't really understand that a gift and a talent can really be anything and what you make of it. For example, let's take people who are in the music industry. Okay, you want to become Beyonce. Everybody who's in the music industry may want to become her. But what, and also too, for my people who look like me, melanated people, women, I am unapologetic about that and speaking towards this. We have a consumer mindset. We have this starlet, I gotta be in the front of the camera mindset in order to be important, in order to earn money. Well, I'm here to break that myth. Okay, you can be the singer, but do you know who really makes a lot of the money? The songwriters, the engineers, the producers, the management, the business people. So I tell people, take your gifts, but look at the ancillary things that go with that, okay? So you may not get that big break as a singer, but you actually, as a kid, you've been writing poetry your whole life. You can turn that into music. You can turn that into songs. Taking basketball, you wanted to go to basketball. Maybe you had a scholarship. Maybe you broke your ankle, you broke your leg. It ended that for you. Playing the sport is honestly, that's not where the money is when you think about it. It's the management, it's the coaching, it's the commentators. What else can you do besides the actual thing that you can utilize your gifts. And I love going to schools and talking to my middle school girls, because you know, middle school mama, they love to talk. And I say, talking is a gift. Talking is a skill. Being able to talk in front of an audience, it's a great skill. And not only is it a great skill, but I say, do you know people like Steve Harvey? Do you know people like Wendy Williams? Do you know people like Rush Limbaugh? Do you know people, they get paid millions of dollars each year for us to listen to them talk. So little girls are now like, they'll pay me to hear me talk. They'll pay you to hear you talk something of substance, and you know how to present yourself. So then it's like, also too, there are a lot of people, mama, who are great connectors. And connectors, you take that skill and you turn it into, ooh, I can connect people. Hey, I can fundraise too. Those people are very important. And so what I get people to do is expand your mind. And there's actually an exercise I do with people. It's called your skills assessment. And I tell them to do a brain dump. And I say, take all of your skills, take all of your gifts, take all of your talents, and just write them down on a piece of paper. And just don't judge it at anything. And I say, everything is fair game. Leave no stone unturned. So what does that look like? Anything that when you do it, you might start humming and you just, it's like a euphoria, right? And you start at noon, you look up, it's 9 o'clock. You haven't done anything. You're just engrossed in this. That is a sign. You're in that vein. People that say, oh, mama, you did a really great job with that. You're really good. If many people tell you that, that is a sign as well. And things that you're just naturally passionate about, those are all signs. Write them down. And I teach people how to do that. And my planner is called the Online Biz Launcher. Yes, it's for people who want to start an online speaking, coaching, or consultant career online. I teach them how to do this, because any skill that you have, there's a market for it. If it solves a problem, people will pay you for that. You just have to learn how to package it up. So everybody has something special, mama. Everybody.
Shalina, I love the fact that you have a step-by-step with the ultimate online business launcher that can actually show you what to do when it comes down to being able to speak, to sort it all out and define your vision. Like, where can they get that? A one-stop shopping cart right there.
Yes. So they can actually go to bit.ly/biz launcher, and I can type that in the comments. They can also go to my website, shalinadiva.com. That's shalinadiva.com. Bestselling Your Academy. Click on that tab. And right under there, you will see workbook. Just click on there and it'll take you to where you can purchase the online biz launcher.
You just said the word, you have an online academy.
What yes.
made you sit and decide that you were going to create an academy? And what does that look like as you have an academy?
Yes. Okay. Well, it goes back to your previous question. Like, what are your gifts? I am a teacher and I have the gift of teaching. I've had it since I was about 3 or 4. I would learn something and I would teach it. If I was teaching it to my dogs, I was teaching it. I would line my dolls up and I would make them sit like we were in class, and I was the teacher. I knew. I just love to teach. I love school. I flourish. And the thing is, once again, mama, like you were saying, where people get confused is if someone says, you have the gift of teaching, you assume and you put yourself in a box and say, I must be a school teacher. You could not put me in a school, mama. I would go crazy. I can't be in four walls that long. Like, no, I'm not that. So do not box up your gift and say, oh, well, you teach, you must be in a school. So I am a teacher and I've always wanted to nurture that. So with me, with this online academy, what I envisioned was a premier who could come, who are interested in building an online business. You can take an on-demand class, which means as soon as you pick out the class you want, you enroll, you pay your money, and you receive instant access to the videos and downloads and everything in it. So you don't have to wait on someone else. And also something that was self, you know, people have busy lives. Some people are still working and trying to build, but it's according to whenever you finish it. So I wanted to have a place where people could learn to build their business online and to learn from great instructors. So on my school, it's not just me. I do not teach all of the classes. I actually hire very skilled people, and I hire people who teach you step by step by step. None of my courses are just fluff things. I'm not going to teach you how to make a certain amount of money in a 90-minute class or whatever, because to me, I'm like, there's so many other skills and systems that you need to know in order to achieve it. So women and men, they come to my site and they kind of lose it because they're like, oh my gosh, I can learn about email marketing, or oh, I can learn how to write a best-selling book, I can learn how to self-publish it. So I wanted just a one-stop shop, and I also wanted it where you could log in and have all of your things in your dashboard. You don't have to like download things and wonder, you know, which file did I save that in? Or if your computer goes down, I just wanted a place that you could call home online. And also that you can be inspired by what I've created and create something like that for yourself. So that is what Online Bestseller Your Academy is about. And there are wonderful instructors on there. And you have lifetime access to all of the courses, unless it's like a rental where maybe the full course may cost a couple hundred dollars. And people are like, I want that info, but I don't have that. I will create a 30-day rental where it's a lower fee, but you only have access for 30 days. So I try to meet people where they are, but most of them it's lifetime access.
I love it. What I love most is the fact that you're breaking it down in bite sizes so that people can learn the process of how they can use social media for their business and not be overwhelmed. Because I think that that's the biggest stopgate, is they afraid of all the pieces that have to connect together. And then they become overwhelmed when it comes past after you put the phone and come on live or get on social media. How can people really get through that fear of being overwhelmed by all the connecting pieces and just do it, put themselves out there?
Here's the deal, Mama. I like to start from the beginning, and this is the teacher in me coming out. And when people hear an online business, or when they really start to tune in and see the kind of impact and the kind of income that you can earn by just being in your home, you don't even have to leave. It's like, oh, this is real. And then they think it's easy because it appears easy. And the teacher in me says, wait a minute, let me show you all that is available. Let me show you the various ways. And so when they go to ShalinaDiva.com and they get on my email list, definitely this weekend, I'm actually sending out my brand new free guide to people that shows you the four main ways to earn online income. Because you have to determine, how do you want to earn money and what is your personality type? If you are shy and you really don't want to share your personal story and you really don't want to build a big platform, then becoming an online speaker, coach, or consultant may not be for you, because you're going to have to do things that we're doing right now. That's okay, because you can do e-commerce, which is also online, where you're totally behind the scenes. No one has to know that you have a store. No one has to know that that's your ad that's running, and you can earn a lot of money that way. Okay, so you're like, well, maybe I'll do this e-commerce where I can drop ship. I don't have to have the products in my home. I can get them from China. And I have courses that teach people how to do all that. And it's like, I can still be at home, still with my kids, and I can do that. Or people who are like, well, I want to design and sell my own thing. You can also do that. That's called print on demand. That's still under e-commerce. Or there are people like Shalina. I want to have an online store. You can do that as well. So you have the online speakers, coaches, and consultants like myself and like you. Then you have the e-commerce segment where you drop ship, where you sell your own products, or where you design, create, and sell your own products, right? And then there's another segment of being online where you can also earn money being an affiliate. That's the lowest cost to get in. It's usually free, where you're promoting other people's product. And when they click on your link, you receive a commission. So those are the four main ways that you can start earning money. I have yet to see someone to break this down to people because they're so busy promoting their way. And because I am a company, because I am a school, because I have access to instructors who can teach you this, I want people to realize there are different ways you can enter this online game. Decide which one is where you want to begin. If you listen, and I'm going to be honest, a lot of women, when they hear my story of losing everything, and even though I'm smart and I had a corporate experience and getting on welfare and having to rebuild, they are drawn to that. And they're like, I'm in a situation right now. And if you were in my situation, you don't have a lot of money. So I would tell you right now, get your feet wet with affiliate marketing. Start promoting other people's stuff, earning money that way, and then understanding what it's like, get your hustle mentality on. So if you're a hustler and you can sell anything, you would do well with affiliate marketing. Or if you're like, I want to kind of get my feet wet, try affiliate marketing. If you I want to have a store, do e-commerce. If you're like, you know, I have a message I want to share, and I want to get out there, become an online speaker, coach, or consultant. So that's my thing. Find out what's available. Find out what makes most sense for me to start first. Where do I want to go? And then from there, you can then determine like, okay, this is the lane I want to drive initially, or this is the lane I want to drive right now. And I think having that kind of knowledge and then being able to have resources to help you, that really eliminates a lot of the fear, because the unknown is very fearful. And if you're just going into something because you saw somebody's post, but you don't really know, by educating yourself, you actually eliminate a lot of that fear. So my thing is, get educated. educated, and I want to educate people. Like, there are, you have options, and there are different things. So that's what I would say is, first, educate yourself. And once you educate yourself, invest in good information that can get you on the good path. Because information, good information and guidance and direction, that eliminates so much fear. It's the unknown that scares people. But when you have some walking knowledge, you're like, all right, it's not that bad. I think I can do this. And get a good mentor and get a good coach and get a good, great program that will show you step by step by step how to do it.
Where do you find someone like that?
Well, what I would do, I would always start on social media. I want you all to start looking at different hashtags or just look up what you're interested in. And if online the same people keep showing up, that is a clue as to, okay, this person is, find someone who's doing what you want to do and they're doing it well. The Bible says, look at the man who excels in his work. Look at the man or the woman who excels in their work. Check out what they're doing. Do you get a good vibe from them? Do some research on them, right? And then follow them on social media. And I teach people how to do this in my Ultimate Online Biz Launcher, because I tell you the things you should look for. I want you to subscribe to their email list. What kind of information do they send out? What kind of content do they produce? How often do they show up on social media? And if they have a product that's inexpensive, I would say less than $100. Because remember, this is about research now. Because you're in business, you got to do your research and development. Even though you're small, you better start adopting some of the ways of those big corporations. They have a research and development department. So you are your research and development. Developing everything else. But if they have a product that's less than $97, purchase it. I want you to, what did the landing page look like? What made you curious to want to buy it? How did they deliver it to you? What was their customer service like? And this is, we're not even getting to the actual product, right? How did they promote it? And then look at the product. What was the presentation like? Did you get anything out of it? Was there any follow-up? So I want you studying people. Study them for about 30 days and see, is this how I want to move in these streets? Is this, and don't only go off, this person made a lot of money, or, you know, because that's a marketing strategy as well. You have a lot of people in the e-commerce space. They will show you, oh, this, I made this much this month, or this store made that much. And it is to entice you. So, but don't only go according to that. Okay, when I purchase this product, can it really help me? Did it give me step by step? Was it a huge overview? You must pay attention to that. And then you'll be like, you know what? This person is cool. I can learn from them, but I think I might like this person over here. You want to get into forums. You want to get into groups. You want to go on YouTube. You want to go on your different. Listen, if someone is showing up in a big way, you will find them. And I want you to shadow them. And then if they have a course or a product, I want you to, you know, if it makes sense for you to do it. If they offer free discovery sessions, sign up for them. But here's what I tell people, because sometimes people come to me like, oh, can you mentor me? And I'm going to be honest, Mama, I say to myself, is this person on my list? Have they purchased anything from me? If you've never purchased anything from me, it's an automatic no. You want to know why? Because you cannot reap from a place you have not sown. And you expect me to help you and to do this, but you have yet to sow into me. So I do look for, did you purchase? And if you're like, well, I just don't even have any money to purchase. You don't have money to purchase a $47 product, and you may be in that situation. You're not in any position to start a business, really. Let's be real. So then it's like, do you share any of my stuff? Do you comment on any of my stuff? If you don't do that, it's an automatic no for me. So you also, too, you want to serve before you ask. You want to do research on that person. And also, you know, there's Google University, everyone. There's YouTube University. If you come to me asking me 50 million questions that I know that if you just put it in Google, you'll find the answer. I know you're not the kind of person for me. I had to learn everything through Google and YouTube. So you want to, don't be lazy. Go to Google and go to YouTube, and you want to learn to make someone think, oh, this is some good ground. I can sow into this person. So that's how I say you find a mentor. And with a coach, be careful. Not all coaches are created equally. And don't fall for the bright, shiny objects all of the time.
And so what can we do to really say, I'm going to do this. I'm not going to give up on myself. I'm going to keep moving forward. Because people start and stop, Shalina, all of the time, and they can't get forward. What can you suggest to people to say, stop stopping? Stop second guessing you.
Once again, well, my mother told me this years ago, and I found it to be true. She said, pray for a finishing spirit. A finishing spirit is I finish what I start. Also too, because before that, I could never finish anything I started. I thought it was like a genetic disorder. So it's like, no. Here's the thing. For many of us, because of the school system that we're brought up in, we're forced to learn things that honestly, we're not interested in. For example, I was told to read a book a week in 2013. I said, I know that's not for me because I can't read a book a week. But the thing is, I had to stop saying I couldn't do it. But once I found books that I actually love, it's like I would read almost 2 books a week. So the thing is, you got to find something you're passionate about and something that you're interested in that will pull you, okay? And also too, like I said, you give yourself a 90-day window. 90 days is a great amount of time to determine, is this really for me? Do I like this? And you must commit to hitting it every single day. You must commit to stepping out of your comfort zone every single day. You must commit to holding your own self accountable so your own word is bond in 90 days. But I'm going to tell you, most people can't do that. That's why I'm saying get a coach. Get a coaching program. Get in a coaching program with other like-minded people who you can all hold each other accountable. Give yourself 90 days, okay? And remember why. Like for me, why I do what I do is for my son. And when I started in 2014, it was like, if you don't get your money together, if you don't have a roof over your head, you will lose custody of your son. That is my why. So many people, they're just not serious right now. And it's like, I have a job and I love everyone who has a job. I think is amazing. And I want you to look at your employer as your number one client. They are bankrolling your success and be grateful for your job. And also too, I find that with God, nothing is wasted. So those skills that you're learning at your job, you're going to be able to transfer them to whatever it is that you're going to start. So I love people working jobs, and it'll also teach you time management. So you want to get in a group and hold yourself accountable. And at a certain point, Mama Louisa, it's like, listen, you're either going to do it or you're not. There is no in between. And it's like, well, Shalina, I'm scared to go live. I'm scared to do this. I understand that. There are things I'm still afraid of, but I do it afraid. And you have to also show yourself grace, show yourself some mercy. And what that looks like is I'm going to fail. I'm going to mess up. And that is okay because that's we're in research and development phase. Now you know what doesn't work. And stop being so hard on yourself. Stop beating yourself up. I used to beat myself up all the time. I was such a type A personality, right? And I said, in the past 90 days, I said, girlfriend, you must chill, okay? You are doing the best you can with what you have. And when you're constantly editing yourself, like that's a dumb idea or that's not good, or you're discounting, you'll never get anywhere. And you have to be comfortable not always knowing the next step. You have to be comfortable. Oh my God, my coach told me to go live and I'm scared. You got to be comfortable doing those things. And when you give yourself, show yourself grace and mercy. And as I said, you give yourself a runway and it's like, listen, I'm going to make mistakes, and you become comfortable with that because you know, mistakes are just information. It frees up your creativity and it makes you fearless. Like, I'm going to try this. I don't care if it doesn't work. And my last point about fear, Mama, is this. It's not the fear. It's not the failure that messes people up. It's the appearance of the fear. It's the appearance of the failure to other people. That's what bothers you. And you have to get to a point where it's like, so what? You saw me doing whatever. Okay, you can't listen. You got to fail as fast as you can in the beginning so you know what works and what doesn't work. And once you realize it doesn't matter what your mama says or your daddy or your friends say, because remember the Wright brothers, when they tried to fly that airplane, it failed a couple times. Aren't you glad that they found out what worked, what didn't work before all of us started getting in planes, right? But once everything started coming together, it's gonna be like, I always knew you could do it. You were always special. Mm-hmm. You weren't saying that when I was messing up, but you can't take it personally. Do not do that. And I say this from a place of someone who did. You can't do that.
I love it. We have a wonderful audience in the chat. Miss Mills, Miss Glenn, so many people have shown up. We've got our spectacular Miss Monique that's here. And they, Miss Mills said something that's beautiful. She said, there is a law of sowing and reaping, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What are you sowing into yourself when you want to do this business? I'm concerned that people don't even feel worthy enough that they believe that they can get online just like the thousands of other people. are you? How do you so into yourself to say, I'm going to do it?
Okay, that's a great question. And like I said, we go back to this whole thing where you are worthy. You are worthy. People will so into what you have. People will believe in what you have. And it gets to a point like, if I could shake some of you, it's like what you have is worthy. What you have is valuable. And this is why I'm so big on this planner and I love it, the online biz launcher. If you see someone else out in the world who is showing up the way you want to, they're earning money, doing the same thing you want to do, that's a market for you too. And I'm going back to my melanated people again, because we have this consumer mindset. See, other people realize that what makes a market healthy is when you have choices, when you have options, and when there are alternatives, okay? So, okay, we have Mama Louisa over here, she's life coaching. Selena Davis, she's over here, she's life coaching. Then we have, let's just say Monique O'Neill, she's over here, she's life coaching. Then we have Ms. Mills, she's over here, she's life coaching. People who understand markets say this is a healthy market because we have options. People want options. So get out of this whole jealousy thing where she's already dominating and she's in that lane. That's why I'm very careful about the language that I use. I say my lane. I do have a particular lane and I dominate my vision. I don't dominate the market. Like, you know, there are some people that show up well and they can dominate. But when I say that, I'm really clear. Like, I'm more into creating a collaboration. And by me doing that, I will end up dominating the market share because people like that. But there's room for you. There's room for me there. Listen, the Bible says your gifts will make room for you, period. I don't want to hear any more about it. Stop comparing yourself to other people. You get out there and like, oh my God, the parable of the talents. When the master gave the talents away, he said, go into the marketplace. I want an interest. Come on. And the one who had only the one, I was scared. I was scared to go live. I was scared to put my product. I was scared. So I just hit it, thinking that they were going to be showing some mercy. Oh, no. That one was banished to hell, I believe. And what he had was taken from him and given to the one who had five and multiplied to 10. You got to get out of your head of thinking that there's no room for you. There is room for you. And then you got to get educated on, how do I package this up? How do I price this? All of this is in here in this Ultimate Online Biz Launcher, and women are going crazy because they're like, wow, look at how detailed it is. It's step by step. And I received the highest compliment yesterday. A young woman did like the first exercise and she called it Jay-Z, which I loved. And Jay-Z was saying, every human being is a genius, has genius level capacity. You just have to find it. And she said, Shalina, thank you, because after this exercise, I didn't realize I had all of this in me. So that's my job, is to pull it out of you, and people will pay. And here's the thing. This is business 101, everyone. You have to find a problem out in the world. You have to present your solution and you charge a fee. You're in business. As soon as someone pays you, you are in business. So find a problem, present your solution, and charge a fee. That's all it is.
Now that right there is the $1 million advice. And I hope whoever listening in the listening audience all around the world took notes on that. Find a problem, create the solution, and charge a price. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. I noticed that you speak to women about how it can be for them to have online businesses. But I noticed you also spoke to women who have chronic illnesses, maybe some kind of physical challenges. Can you just please give them a word of a shout out today to let them know to get on their games too, that they're no different from anyone else at succeeding out here?
Yes, and exactly. That is why I push the e-commerce portion of my company and my courses on bestsellingyear.com, because I was meeting women who had autoimmune diseases, and those are those silent diseases like lupus, like fibromyalgia, where you really can't see it. And because you can't, society can't see it, they try to make these women feel like it's all in your head or you're crazy. But it's very real. And a lot of these women that would get these heartbreaking stories where it's like, I'm sick today. I'm in the hospital. I cannot work. They were losing their jobs because they physically could not get out of the bed. And I'm like, I have a problem with that. Look out in the world when you hear certain things. What bothers you? What troubles your soul? What makes you cry? That pissed me off. It made me cry because I'm like, why does she have to be faking? She has children. She's still adults has bills. However, she can't get out of bed. There has to be a better way. And then once I found out about e-commerce and being able to build a Shopify store, and you can run it from your phone, you can run it from your laptop, and you can get it automated. Automation is key. You can get it automated, right? I said, I gotta present this to women with those autoimmune diseases. Like, the days you can't get out of bed, as long as your fingers and your wrists still work, you can run your store and you can make sales and you can handle business, you know, for your family. And then also too, the work from home mothers, the mothers who are like, I don't want my babies in the school system. What about them? And they want to, you know, help their husbands. I said, hey, this e-commerce thing can work for you too. Because I, you know, also too, I took my son to a football game and I was talking to a mother and she felt guilty because of all her son's games. This is the first one she was able to go to because she's so busy working. And I'm like, that broke my heart because those are the formative years. And then when her child looks out on the sidelines and mom's not there, they're going to interpret it as though mom doesn't care. And that's not true. Mom is out here working. And it's like, so that's why I do what I do, especially for women. It's like, learn this online game. It can really help you. Like, I run my business from my home. You can do it too, even if you want to do a side hustle. It's so much automation. And I teach you about all that automation here in the Ultimate Online Biz Launcher. And so many things to help you automate are free. They're absolutely free or low-cost resources online.
When you say automate, because people get afraid of that too, Shalina, I'll tell you, what is it to automate? What do you do when you're automating? How is that benefiting you and your business?
Yes, that's a great question. So in the planner, what I actually tell people is, listen, if you're going to become an online entrepreneur, you must wrap your mind, especially if you're coming from brick and mortar, or if you're coming from corporate where you have to go into work and show up to get paid. Now, some of them are telecommuting, right? But you have to wrap your mind around the fact that you do not have to be physically present at your computer to make a sale. You do not, you set up systems that once you set them up, they run. It's like, you know, a domino effect. This system touches that one, touches that one, touches that one. And your marketing, your websites, all of those things, they're systems that talk to each other. It's like, okay, so when a person purchases, when they press purchase, who's going to take the payment? Is it PayPal? Is it Stripe? You can get all those things set up. Then Stripe is like, Stripe, after they get that payment, Stripe, you need to talk back to my website and say, it's okay to now release, like this, when you get this product, it's in a digital form. It's like, okay, send out. You can release this to the person because they paid. All right. So send out now says, okay, they paid. Let me now take this digital PDF that I created and I had to upload. Let me send this to the person. And it's like they're your secretary, your assistant. They email the person and then a peer person can go and download. As long as I set it up and make the systems talk to each other, I can be out at my son's football game and I can be earning sales and you'll get whatever your product or your service is. That is automation. And many of us, when it comes to content, I know you want to talk about content. You can create the content and you can schedule it so that you can still be at your job, unless some of you are still on your job. You have your system set up that can run as if you are there. You do not have to be present to earn a sale. And the goal is to make it so that you never have to touch any button in order for you to earn money. That is automation. Automation is your friend. And that is how people are able to earn so much money. Because the thing about business is, and this is what I learned. Remember I told you about my friend, it was a $3,000. I said, hey, I think there are more people who need this. You're not going to earn money as long as it's Mama Louise only earns money when she helps Shalina. Like, we don't have to be belly to belly. Right now, we're using a free medium, Google Plus, right? We're using YouTube Live, and we're able to communicate. We're not in the same city. And sometimes you're going to be with people who are not in the same time zone. You have to wrap your mind that I don't have to meet you belly to belly in order for you to become my client, in order for you to give me money. So most people are like, I don't get that. Like, why would someone want to pay? It's a different way. And your content is what will help them to whip out their credit card and want to pay you. So
automation is your friend, everyone. Please remember, automation is your friend. Do not be afraid. So let's go back to the part about content. And about how do I make content? How do I create it to make this six figures? What do they do? What actually is content?
Yes. So content is actually content. Think of content. Well, content is social media posts, videos, blogs. It's information from your company to your ideal clients and audiences that educates them. See, here's the thing that content must do. It must educate, enlighten, and entertain people. Educate, enlighten, and entertain. Those are the three E's. Educate, enlighten, and entertain. And you educate people on what you are about. Whatever your industry is, whatever you have going on, you want to educate people about that. You want to enlighten them. You want to force them to, you know, think out, you know, to think deeper, right? And then you want to entertain people. Like, it's so funny, before the interview, Mama was saying how I encouraged her to make her content pop. There's so much content out. People are being bombarded. What's going to make yours stand out? And it goes beyond the colors that you use, but like, do you do videos? Do you promote videos? Do they grab people's attention? And so content, this is like what content is. And I'm really going to break down to you how to get your content to grab people, get their attention, and make them want to buy from you. So content comes in three basic forms: video, audio, and written. Video, like what we're doing right now in this video, going live, that's video. Periscope, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, video. You're creating your own videos. Then written, you have blogs, you have articles that you write. There are people who just like to read. You know, maybe on their long commute, they want to read. There are people who like video. They're always on their phone with a plug in there, and their earbuds, or they want to watch you on TV. They're visual people. Then there are people who are, they're just audio, like when they're in their car, they want to listen. Or when they're on their treadmill running, they want to listen. So you must understand that there are three basic mediums. And you want to be, you can take the same content piece and repurpose it into three different things. So for example, right now we're on YouTube Live. That's video. Then if Mama wanted to, she can get this transcribed and write out the interview and make it a blog post. So now it is written. And then she can strip the audio from this, and then boom, it's a podcast. So we've taken one piece of content, now you have three. So those are the content should educate, enlighten, entertain. Then you have the three mediums. But what is going to make yours stand out? Perspective. It's your story. It's your why. It's you. So like, we could post the same thing, the same piece of information, but if I'm like, well, we can talk about automation, right? People say, oh, you can use you, Google, this, that. But if I infuse my own personal story and say, listen, I didn't start out with a lot of money. In fact, I was going to be homeless again. I literally used what was in my hands, and it was my cell phone, and I didn't have the big budget. I had to use these free and low cost resources in the automation. And this is what I did. Already, I've already stood out because I infused my own story. And many women are afraid to put their own story out. And they're like these life coaches. And I'm like, wait, you expect people to open up to you, tell you their life, but you can't tell us the real deal about you? And they're like, well, I don't put my business out there. It's not about putting your business out there, but it's like, if your story can help the next person, remember, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. If your story can help the next person, why not share it? And of course, wisdom comes into play. Like, I never mentioned my son's father's name. I rarely mention him because of the ramifications of that. But this is my story, though. So I've used wisdom, and I've learned wisdom over the years with how I tell my story. But if you don't infuse your own story in it, people aren't going to care. Very quickly, Mama, to drive this point home, I was doing some research in a class I did last week, and we were looking up different wellness books for women, and we were looking at the reviews, and it was a book by a very popular woman. We've known her all our lives, basically, very popular woman. And we looked at some of the reviews, and some of the reviews, they didn't like the book. They said because she didn't tell us her story. She didn't tell us her recipes. She gave us all the scientific hoopla bibliographies, and people wanted to know her story, what she did. So if you think your story doesn't matter, it does. And this woman is a multimillionaire, a big time star, but people hated the book, they said, because you didn't open up and share how you overcame or what you did to make yourself healthy. You're just giving us stuff that we could Google. So people want you and what you have to offer, and that you want that to be in your content.
And you know, Shalina, I'm glad you brought that point up about start hiding who you are, start being transparent, because the more transparent you are, the less you still carry those old stories about yourself.
Yes.
Have you found that in your journey, the more transparent, the more powerful you felt? Because I don't have anything to hide anymore. This is me, and I'm going to be comfortable with who I am and do well anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that I call that standing on your story and not in your story, and not being a victim of your story. So when I tell my story, it's like, okay, all right, yeah, I was on welfare. Okay, yeah, I did have to pay check. So what? I have used my story to make thousands upon thousands of dollars because it's the story set. tell, and stories connect people to you and draw them to you and make them want to work with you. So it sure is definitely your story.
And so being relatable, being able to engage, how much does that count in the social media world, really?
It is 1,000%. It is everything, because here's another, and one thing I love to do, mama, and you know, from tuning into my lives on Facebook and Instagram, 9 p.m.
Faithfully, I set my alarm.
Yes.
I'm faithfully every week.
Monday through Friday, is you must do that in order to stand out. So that is very key. It's very important. And I tell people, you must infuse your story in everything that you do, because stories are memorable. Stories are sticky. And that's how people are going to remember you. And that is what is going to make you stand out.
And so the engagement, you can't be shy about talking to people, responding to them. When they are responding to you, they're asking about their product, they're giving you accolades. You just can't sit back and say, okay, thanks for the accolades, and don't respond.
Yes. I tell people that they don't realize it, but you are being socially awkward. Although we are online, if you were at a party and someone came up to you and said, oh, you look really nice, would you just smirk? You would say, you know what? Thank you. I really appreciate it. And then you would have a conversation. Oh, well, where'd you get it from? I got this from Dillard's, girl. And this, you know how we would be. So I tell people, do not be socially awkward. When people respond to you, respond back to them. They like your stuff, go and like their stuff. They comment on your stuff, go and comment on their stuff. And we were talking about, how do we find coaches and mentors? Go start commenting and liking their stuff and sharing their stuff. And you want to engage with people. And it's like anything else, especially on Instagram. There are so many people on Instagram who, when they post things, no one tunes in. So when you leave them a comment, it really means a lot to them. So you've got to engage. You have to be intentional about engaging. And the engagement is how you get people's attention.
There you go. Tell us about time management. How do you balance it all when you're talking about live streaming, building your business, social media? How important is the time management?
Yes. So time management is very important to me, and I cannot show up the way that I show up without a scheduler. So I schedule all of my social media content, but I create it on Sunday and Monday, and I schedule it for the whole entire week so that it frees me up to be able to coach and to do a whole lot of other things. Also, I was really depressed a couple of months last year. And when I came out of it, I said, God, if you just give me another chance, I'm just going to do better. And I'm going to commit myself. And I made a commitment to my son that I was going to do better. And the scripture came to me, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may gain wisdom. Many of us, we don't honor our time. We don't honor what we do. So what I love to do is I love to keep track of my time. I keep a 30-day calendar, so I know what I do each month. From the dollar store, y'all, 30 days. So you're looking at my January. And then I break it down to a daily. So this is like a daily dry erase board, so I know what I'm doing for the day. Once again, from the dollar store. And then I have a big, giant quarterly calendar where I keep track of the months and the big things. So you gotta keep track of your time. Time is money, and you gotta treat it as such. And so I keep those dry erase before me. I schedule time. Like, people just can't steal my time. If you want to speak to me, you're going to schedule time. I schedule time with my son. If it gets scheduled, it gets done. If it gets scheduled, it gets honored. So you want to really start buckling down on your time. You want to schedule as many things as you can, because you must be ever present on social media, and your content is how you're present. You can't hit or miss. Some days you don't post. People need to see you. Like mama, she sets her notifications and her alarm to me at 9 p.m. Why? Because I've been showing up for like the past 90 days at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And if I can't make it, I let them know in advance. But some of you want this following. You want to earn a sale, but you're not showing up that way. And listen, without my schedule, I could not do that. I'm not even a cell phone person all like that, but I schedule things. So look into schedulers. Also, commitment. I said, this live thing is where it's at. I need to go live, right? So what I decided to do is I said, what time can I commit to going live? I looked at my Instagram business analytics. They told me between 7 and 9 of when my people were most active. You can only do this with a business account. And I said, okay, between 7 and 9, what time can I commit Monday through Friday and show up? I said, well, when I get my son, 7 is too early. 8, we're still kind of pushing it, but 9, I can honor 9. I can make sure he's clothed, fed, in bed, and he can chill. He even likes to jump on the lines with me when he's here. I can commit to 9, and I rearrange my life. So if you have something you need me to do, if it's at 9, I can't do it. I cannot commit, because I've committed to my people. people. It's my online classroom. I go live. I teach at 9 p.m. So you must start honoring your time and committing and really doing certain things.
How can people follow you on Instagram? Because that is where I just fell in love with you. Why? Because you were so committed to engagement, positive engagement. It was powerful for me. It moved me to the point that that's what made me want to follow you. So come on Instagram. What time do you come? I know what time you come on Instagram. So you can tell the listening audience when they can find you.
Yes. So I, everywhere, everyone, and this is a mega, mega tip right here, okay? Line, I am at Shalina Diva. That is my digital real estate. We talk about physical real estate, right? Let's just say all the social media platforms were different states. I live on Shalina Diva Boulevard on every single platform. So all of my names are the same because why? Some of you hang out on Instagram. Some of you hang out on Twitter. Some of you hang out on Facebook, but I'm always at Shalina Diva. My website is ShalinaDiva.com. Okay. Facebook is ShalinaDiva.com. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everything is ShalinaDiva.com. So for some of you who are like, you're snarky on Instagram, you're Casper on Facebook, you're going to confuse people. They're not going to know how are they to know that you're snarky on Instagram, but you're Winnie the Pooh on Twitter? You want to develop a brand, it needs to be the same brand. Like Nike is Nike everywhere you go. So you must stop. Oh, I'm just going to be this person over here, and I'm going to be Coogee Chocolia over there. You be the same name everywhere you are. So I want you guys to claim your digital real estate. So I'm Shalina Diva, and you know that's me. So Shalina Diva everywhere. That's where you can find me.
I love it. So usually you're on Instagram at 9 p.m. Is that Eastern Standard Time? Faithfully, yes. Teaching.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, Mama, I am also streaming on Facebook at the same time. So I have my Facebook people and I have my Instagram, and I'm teaching you all at the same time.
I have grown significantly. So what's next, Shalina? What's your next event? Where's your book? What? Just show us, what do you have upcoming so that people can follow you? I'm a testimony. Shalina's teachings to me have really increased my Instagram following, basically like rapidly, within a week, because I use the tips that you gave on your platform. So I know for firsthand, you're phenomenal. Where can they follow you next?
So being that I am pushing for everyone, the teacher in me in education, I want you to get your hands on this planner. And actually, if they could go over to Best Selling Gear Academy, click on that link if you could. I want you to get your hands on this ultimate online biz launcher, because it's going to educate you on what you need to know, the different steps, how to identify your ideal client. And what I'm doing is I'm running a special until January the 31st, 2018, where when you purchase this, it's only $57 right there at the bottom, which says Workbook Guides and Biz Planners. When you click on it, I'm giving you my YouTube course for free. So if you want to do things like what Mama Louise and I are doing right now, I'll show you how to build a YouTube following. And I give you that course for free. It costs about $197, but you get it for free with the purchase of the planner. So I want you to get this because you need to be educated. I want you to go to ShalinaDiva.com and get on my email list so that I tell you what I have going on. I'm going to be featured with different, there are different interviews that I have coming up. The biggest one is I am going to launch my online web show via YouTube in their New York studios. That goes down February the 10th. My production team and I, we are so excited about that. And we can't wait to develop the show so that we can bring guests and everything else. So I started out, remember, I was a woman whose body was toxic and my hair had fallen out. I started a YouTube video. I shot it in my kitchen. I was afraid to put it out there. I'm thinking people were going to troll me. After a million plus views later, and 5 years later, I took that free resource, which is YouTube. And now through YouTube, I'm going to have my own show where I'm going to go up to YouTube, use their resources and their equipment with my own production team and shoot a show using a free medium. Stop sleeping on these free resources. Stop sleeping on these platforms and really learn what you can get out of it. So the online web show starts February 10th. Most importantly, go to bestsellinggear.com and you want to take some courses, and it's currently 50% off of all courses. And when you go, there's a pop-up that's going to show up, and when you sign up, you'll get the link you'll get the code for 50%, but I can give it to you right now. It's Purpose, PURPOSE1. It's all one word, and you can take any of those courses and you get 50% off. Yeah, it should be all those courses. You can get 50% off of the courses. So that is our special to kick off Bestselling Year Academy.
I just love it. You help women and men become best-selling authors. Can you show us just some of your clients that have already moved forward through your process?
Yeah, so here I am. This is me. This is my book called Fire Your Friends. And the thing about working with me that everyone will realize is it's not about, oh, I have a book. Oh, I'm a bestseller on Amazon. I teach my clients, how can you take this message? Remember, it's just in the book form. How can you turn it into products and services that you can make earn money from over and over and over again? So that's what I teach my clients. This is me. This is one of my clients. She's upside down because she's different, right? I helped her to develop her message to help women who deal with severe anxiety and depression. This is called Live Out Loud. So when these people came to me, they just was like, I want to blog. I have something to say. They never thought that they could be an author. But through my process, they've done that. This woman, she talks about mental illness in young people, all young people who act up. There might be something wrong. Or there might be something going on. And she wants them to realize that it's okay if you're dealing with mental illness. This young lady, she was an engineer by trade and she wanted to teach people about faith. And I helped her to develop her message called Engineering Faith. Because just telling me to have faith is not going to cut it. This client right here, and these are all number one best-selling books, and they have workshops, programs, everything that goes with it. This young lady, she wanted to create a book to help young ladies in college to make the best of their experiences because she wished she had this kind of guidance when she was in college, okay? This beautiful woman here, she's a therapist who came to me. She helps people through alcohol and drug addiction recovery and domestic violence. And so now she's a therapist, and she has this, I call these message books, and it's opened up so many opportunities for her. So this is all about the many faces of domestic violence. Another young lady, some of you like, you have a story to tell. This is how a major breakup helped her to find Christ. It's called Restoration. And it's a transformational journey after heartbreak. Another number one bestseller. It's helped so many people. And this is one of my favorites because some of you, you hear about a book and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can write a whole book. Don't worry, you can do a workbook. This is a workbook. And this is based upon her message. It's beautiful. This was developed after she got a divorce, her second divorce, and she wanted to help women deal with heartbreak. Her name is Erica Michelle. She's excellent and it's just beautiful. So you could even do a workbook. And all of these women have programs, products, and services that are based upon the book. So they're years later, they're still earning money because it's more than a book. It's a movement. It's their message. So if you want to get your message, your brand message together, go to my website, shalinadiva.com, click on private coaching and book a free session. We can decide if you are a good fit for me, I'm a good fit for you, and how we can work together. But you want to get your message out there. You can't and reason to it, and you want to be able to create these kind of products so that you can get speaking engagements and you can earn thousands of dollars from your programs, your products, and your services. So I am excited about that. It all starts here for me. And this is all the questions you all ask me on my lives. How do I price things? What do I say? Who's my niche? All of that is answered here. It's only $57. And the women, mama, the women are like running out, getting these printed, getting them bound, taking selfies with them, showing me all the activities they're doing. They're coming up with these great business ideas that are being sparked. And I'm like, wow. Wow, like God, thank you for planting in my spirit, like do this. So I'm going to actually start maybe in February, turning this into a full workshop that women can come in and we go through everything. And this is also going to be turned into an online coaching program for about 90 days where you can really get your online business up, running, and together. So like, that's my way. I take one thing and it's like, okay, how can we remix this? Can this be a conference? Can this be a workshop? Can this be an online program? Can this be a math? This is already a masterclass. I created that last week. So I'm like, some women are going to need more accountability and, you know, more handholding. So that's my way. You always walk away with multiple things that you can start earning money from.
It's so powerful.
Yes.
And this is the major thing. I love that you said you took one product that you have right now that you really want people to buy, and you're going to spread it out in different formats and different fits for different people. Like you have that program entitled about how to do your featured program, how to that ultimate program that you have, that yes. Your signature program.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So it's so funny you mentioned that. Right after this, I have a virtual VIP day. So you can coach in groups, you can coach one-on-one, and this young lady, we're about to spend 6 hours together. So I told mama, I'm prepared. I got my food, got my drinks, everything, because we're going to go in. So she hired me to help her to craft her signature brand message. Everything with me starts from your message. If you don't have your message, I can't help you create, because all of your programs and products and services spring from that. So we're going to create her brand message, and she selected that she wanted to create her signature program. So your signature program is going to be created based upon your main message. And then from there, we're going to create create her workshop and a proposal. Because once you get your workshop together, you need to start shopping this around immediately. And I have my way of doing it. But your signature program is really your transformation process. It's your flagship program. Like for me, I'm Shalina Diva. So for personal development, mine is Making of a Diva. And I take you through the diva process, introduction to who you are, your teaching style, what you're about, and how they can get from where they are right now. And that was where you started out, where you used to be, to a much healthier version of themselves. So your signature program is important. And all of these people I told you, their signature programs are based upon their books. So everything is based upon the message. The book is based upon their message. And then the workshops and the signature programs, they're all based upon the message. But it's a certain way that I use everything to come together. So this is what people don't understand. It has to be transformation. And you have to be able to break down where are they starting? What's the next step? And where are they ending up at? And people don't, because it's you, like you said, Mama, they don't understand. You do have a process. You just don't know that it's a process. And that's my job to bring it out of you. And it's also my job, the teacher in me, to be like, wait a minute, hold up. You skipped a step. For example, Sierra recently, right? She tells people, you need level up, ladies. Stop trying to be people's girlfriends and be a wife. It's like, okay, Miss Sierra, we all saw how messy your breakup was with Future. Okay, we saw how that bothered you and all of that. Okay, you have Russell now and you all are married, but now you go from all that messiness, you're married, to now you're like, level up. That's not fair, because what's the transformation process? How did you realize that Future was a mistake? How did that make you feel? What did you start doing to start loving yourself better, to realize you deserve better? Did you start journaling? Did you start hanging around different friends? Did you start praying? Did you start working out? Did you start eating better? What did you do? Show me the steps. Don't just throw it in my face and tell me to level up. Excuse me. No. And then she's like, well, here I was with the baby and I was like, God, I'm lonely. What made you fight off going back to him? So that's my job, to say, hold up, Mama. There were some steps in here. And a perfect example is this young lady, Erica Michelle. I said, how did you go from, okay, he divorced you, this is your second divorce, you're broken, how'd you go from that to now you're being whole? I literally made her go back and retrace and recreated her whole year. And this is called the 1 year sabbatical. And month one, what did you do? For example, she was like, well, why am I doing it? I'm like, because you gotta give women the steps. You can't just say, get over him, level up. How do I level up? You can't just tell people, have faith. How do I have faith? So she said, all right, well, the first month I literally had to mourn. I had to accept it and I had to release it. I said, okay, now we're getting somewhere. All right. I said, well, what's your second month, right? And so and then how do women actually do these things? So and at the end of all of her chapters, because I believe in giving people steps. She gives you steps on how you can mourn, accept, and release. I said, all right, what's the second thing you did? And she's like, oh, then I had to have a mental garage sale, which is she had to replace the negative thoughts with the positive thoughts. Okay, how do you do that? So I'm all about showing you how to develop your transformation process, and then the how to level up. Don't settle. And I didn't think Sierra meant anything wrong. But when you have a platform and you put stuff out there, you have to be prepared for that backlash. So my job, if Sierra's my client, say, hold up, I like this whole thing about leveling up, but you got to be more transparent and share. Like, were you embarrassed? Were you ashamed? You know, you were engaged and it came out, he got this one. How did you really feel? Did you, did you cry yourself to sleep at night? Were your pillows soggy from your tears? That's the place you need to go, because when you meet people there, it's like, dang, here I was thinking Sierra was this perfect girl and she just like me. I want to buy her book. I want to buy her. That's the key. Got to be relatable, like he said earlier, Mama.
Find you to book you for a speaking engagement. Or to find, purchase your product.
Yes. So you want to go to ShalinaDiva.com. That is my online headquarters. And from there, you can right across the top, if you want to hire me. So you can learn more about my story. Best Selling Your Academy is where you can purchase the products. If you click on a private coaching, if you're like, I need that. I want to create books. I want to create programs. I need that. You can go and do the private coaching. You also saw book me as a, hire me as a speaker. Everything you need to know about me, even contacting me, is there on my website. And you just go there. That's my headquarters.
Thank you so much, dear heart.
Mama Louise, can we just end it very quickly? Those of you who follow me on Instagram, I have a feature on Instagram that I want people to pay attention to because I don't think people take the time to read. But if I'm ever promoting something, I say click link in the bio. So if you all could pull that up very quickly so that they can understand what that means and why that's important. Because, you know, on Instagram, you only have one link that's clickable that we can use, and we put it in the bio. So if you could pull that up, I would appreciate that.
That'll be fine. They're pulling it up right now.
Okay, so
and we need to give you the feedback from the audience. They're loving you. We have Monique who says, I simply love the energy. Selena is the internet whisperer for business owners and those seeking to improve themselves and their business. You've got so much cheering you on, Selena. What does it mean to you at this point in your life when you look at yourself right now?
You know what? I'm going to be honest. I used to struggle with this because I was always a little girl who knew would know the answer, be afraid to raise her hand, or I would answer a few questions, but then I didn't want to seem like, you know, Miss Know-It-All. And then, like, growing up in a mixed blended family, I never really quite felt as though I belonged. So when people would like point out things that I did right, I would like it because it was like a sense of approval, but it was like not too much. And that has held me back in my business the last couple of years, because when you step out there and your light is shining, people will be attracted to that. And I didn't always feel comfortable with that, but now I realize that I am the vessel and God has instructed me to shine. Put your light on a hill so that it can shine. And now I'm comfortable with that. And I'm also comfortable with the fact that I don't take it too personally, because it's the same way that they're giving me accolades, they could turn around and tear me down. So I can't feed into the accolades, or I can't feed into the support too much, because though I've had it done. The same people that do that, they can, as soon as you do something they don't like, they will tear you down. So I say, just take it all in stride, appreciate that, you need that. And become comfortable with that, because if you start stepping up and you start showing up and bossing up, you're a light and people will become attracted to that and feel comfortable. And what helps me to keep it in check every morning, there's a song I listen to called Lord, I'm Available to You, to let me keep me in check. Like, I'm not doing this for people to sing my praises and like me. I do it because I want to be used. I've messed around for so long, blew opportunities, that now I'm like, if you give me another chance, I'm going to do better. I'm going to do right. So that keeps me grounded. But going through that, having someone like you and love you one day on social media, then tear you down the next, like, I needed that. So listen, if you're out here and what people say about you affects you, then you are not ready for this. And one of my clients told me that years ago. And at the time I wasn't, but now I'm like, you know, people are going to say what they want to say, and that's totally up to them, but embrace this, because there are really people who genuinely love what you have. Embrace it, love it, but it's a two-edged sword. Be careful, because you don't want to show up because of it, and you don't want to do it only because of it. It comes with the territory. So I love it though. I embrace it. And those who love me, I love them right on back.
Thank you, darling. So we pulled up your Instagram. Tell us what you like for us to do on your Instagram.
Yeah, so when you go to my Instagram, and if there's anything that you like, I say click the link in bio. So when you go to the link in my bio, when you click it, it's clickable. It should be like blue. When you go there, I want you to literally click on the link in my bio. It's bit.ly/ShalinaDiva. And when you click on it, what's going to happen is it's going to take you to a page, my link in bio page. It looks similar to my Instagram feed. And at the top, it's going to say learn more here. Click on that. It'll take you to my main website. Then any picture that you see, like you'll see our video, Ask Mama Louie, you'll see our video. And when you see our video, it'll take you to the landing page. If I'm selling anything, that picture will literally take you to where you need to go. So that's why I tell people, click the link in my bio. You can learn so much more about me, anything that I have going on. Just click on a picture that interests you and it'll take you to where you need to go.
Thank you, Selena, with all my heart. I know you have your VIP client standing by waiting for you shortly. Thank you. Please, anytime you wish to come again, please come. We'd love to have you anytime.
Thank you.
For all that you do, that you pour out to the world and inspiring human beings, women, people all over the world to believe in themselves, from being homeless to making six figures and beyond. You pour out the power of belief. And I admire and appreciate you deeply for all that you do. Thank you, baby. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Everyone listening, those who are going to watch the replay, believe in yourself, bet on yourself. You're all you have. but all you have is enough. And then when you put some God on it, it's more, he's more than a whole wide world against you, and you can do it. You got to execute, you got to believe, and just do it. Do it afraid, just do it.
That's right. For all those who came on live, thank you so much. We loved having you. Thank you for just being here to support us. For those who will see it on the replay, and for our podcast listeners, please understand, we're here today to remind you that you are a miracle. Don't give up, don't give in, don't listen to your stories. We are here to validate that we believe in you. Please continue to tune in as we are here to inspire you to dare to be the miracle you were born to be. Thank you, darling. Everyone, have a great day. Bye-bye.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.